Everybody, well, here we are, another Saturday night, and tonight is Lightship Healing Session, so this is great. Saturday night live on the Lightship. The day today is the 19th of August, 2017, so we'll clear the date for you. So here we go, releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. And let's bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to bring peace into your room. So here we go. Peace energy coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation going on, we can help you with that. You just need to think of that. And here we go. So think of your situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? And let's turn it over to our co-host. So are you out there or out of the BBS wardrobe and beautification room and voice tuning and everything else. You out there, Ann?
Yes. Hello, Ron. Good evening. It's the only day of the week that I get my hair done and put on my high heels. So welcome, everyone, to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is, speaking is, of course, Ron Amatron. It's Saturday night, so later we'll be taking a physical healing trip to Creation Lightship. So think about what your one issue is you would like to ask the light being doctors to work on for you later. You can contact us by sending an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the link that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page. So you can send in comments, questions, testimonials. We really appreciate that. It keeps the shows moving along. If you didn't hear last night's show, you'll definitely want to check that out when it comes on the archives. And if I could just say a message when you listen to it, if you haven't, or you may have noticed that when we, all of us, ask Ron the right questions, we get more information from our wonderful light being who's here to help us all ascend and, meantime, make our lives better. So I don't know if you noticed that, Ron, that you brought out some new things last night for us all, and I know everyone listening really appreciates that. The other thing, before I stop talking, is we can all request rooms that we might like to visit on Creation Lightship tonight. So go ahead and send those in as well. That makes the visit more interesting. And as always, Ron, we appreciate you clearing the date and activating the light beings for us. So I understand, Ron, that you're doing some healing work for all of us regarding the 21st. Do you want to talk about that a little?
Not too much, no. I don't want to let any secrets out to the darkness out there. So, you know, I'd suggest, I thought it was 1 o'clock Pacific time, but I'm hearing more like it's about around 9 o'clock, 9:30 or something. So I would just suggest that you stay indoors, you know, put the lights on, watch a DVD or something. If you're someplace you can go to a movie, that'd be great. But it is kind of early, and I think it lasts about an hour and a half. So it could be over at 11, 9:30 to 11, something like that. But you want to check your own time zones. But you really don't want to look at anything or focus on it. Because it's probably a major abduction coming. So anyway, that's the way I perceive it. Well, back to you.
Okay. I'm continuing to clear that planet that starts with the U that you mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, or someone mentioned that that's the controlling planet over it. And I thought, well, can't start too early. I'll start clearing that. I just wanted to say one other thing about the healing tonight. Somebody wrote in response to an email, it's just a short, small thing, but said thank you, and then best place to be referring to our shows, and they go on to say, although I will probably fall asleep. So I just wanted to say that people, in case you're new to this, people often will fall asleep either during our shows, I don't know why, but mostly it's because of the Creation Lightship healings that are happening, and that's fine because you will receive everything. However, especially in the case of the show, not so much for the live calls, but for the show, you do want to have this show still playing. So leave it on your computer or your phone. And another thing is if you think you might fall asleep, definitely write down what your physical healing is that you'd like the light beings to work on for you tonight. You want to add anything to what I just said there, Ron?
Yeah, and remember, the healings work according to, you know, what you've eliminated from your body. You know, typically you had a lot of clearing so far where you got rid of the densities, then you could be very hopeful having something happen. If you haven't, then they have to work through those densities. The densities are down here. And so to go to the light ship, you are healed. But the energetic bodies contaminate you over again, and it may look like nothing happened to you. It's because in those out first here, that's what normally needs to be done. But just request one thing that only works live when you're listening to the guest show live tonight. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. And we go there, and, you know, it takes only about 10 minutes is what we normally go to the light ship with, the different healing rooms and things. Well, anyway, it's very nice. People do get miraculous healings, and it's wonderful, and you're quite located out of time. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, before we move on, there is one more question about Monday, and would it help to clear the satellite, the dark one, that or either of the planets that are around our planet for Monday? So I said another planet.
I wouldn't hear anything except something that relates to you. So, yeah, the satellite timeline crash should help because that's all they're transmitting to you. You want to keep that one up. Oh, maybe a couple other clearings, maybe, but that one is the main thing. Make sure you close your crown chakra. And, you know, to be here now, maybe every 10 minutes, if you can, on the computer, or do the mind of heart drop. So it just depends where you are, what you're doing. And don't go out and look at it. So that's why I suggested just leave your lights on. So back to you.
Okay. A comment about last night. A listener is appreciative that you did clear the numeral 8 that appeared a couple of times in yesterday's date. So they said it made them think of the card game, Crazy 8, and now then they sat down and made a list for the natal barcode because they played that game as a kid. Also, as when they were kids, they would ice skate and do figure eights. I heard spiders have 8 legs, and the body of it is shaped like an 8. And I've heard it called the indefinite symbol, never ending, like infinity, I guess they mean. So there's quite a few things, great suggestions. As always, we really appreciate that so that other people get the same ideas or can share your ideas so that they can also do the clearings. Okay. So this is an interesting request, Ron, that just came in. Someone is wondering if we could have an energy sample of the new Earth.
Well, let me think here. Just sampling the audience right now. No, I won't do that, but what I will do is make something real for you. That would be real on the new Earth. So if you have, maybe you have a dog or cat, maybe you have a tree that you can look at, or shrubs or a flower, we'll do that maybe in about 3 minutes or so. So if you have something outside that you want to look at or do, you could bring it in your house so you can see it. So make that real. That will be a new Earth energy. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Okay. A lot of thank yous in here, Ron, that are more general and thanking you for all the healings and things. And the planet clearing, still getting thank yous for that. And I think everyone really appreciates you for that. And let me see here. Okay, I'm going to go back to the top. So back to discussing last night's show a little, because we had a couple of things come in. Thank you for the suggestion of putting the spirit out and in recording on a loop and playing it all night. I did that last night and slept very, very well.
That's great.
Yes, I was very happy to have that suggestion, Ron, because I wasn't ever sure about doing that, if that was a good idea. And I, if you had said in the past to go ahead and do that, I guess I missed it. So thank you for that. And then another thing is, this is one of the things I was referring to. Well, that's one. And also that you discovered in your discussion with Kathy last night that we have some death barcodes on the mind of our body, energetic body. And that is huge information. And just as Ron invites us to send him an email to ask how many death barcodes we have, you can now send him an email and ask him how many death barcodes the mind of our body has. So Ron's email, again, is creationlightship@yahoo.com. And he will get back to you when he can. So thank you, Ron. Did you feel last night like some new information was coming out to you? Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was kind of disgusting to see it on that body. So anyway, that's the way I felt.
Right,
but again,
right.
The judgment, but it's like, you know, that's the main thing that keeps you healthy and well is the mind and the body.
Right.
So the death barcode is like the body itself, how it breaks down. And so the mind and the body is trying to protect you from those things. But if it's not functional, you know, like having one foot in the grave and the other on the banana peel, but you already slipped. You know? So anyway, do that and we'll see what happens. We'll get some comments probably in the next week from people that have started doing that. I've had a few people email me wanting to know how many they have. So if you did a few, let me know how you're feeling. If you feel a little better, maybe more conscious, maybe energy is a little better, might have more energy, maybe some things are that you had wrong with you, we'll say maybe that's being fixed now. Your internal healer. So we'll see. Well, back to you.
Okay. And so someone, someone feels they're under attack, but you've come to the right place. Just hang in here with us tonight. And if possible, you could come on the 7-hour call with us tomorrow, which starts, you can get all the information and register for the call on creationlightship.com. And that's a 7-hour call that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And someone else, I don't know, Ron, if there's some kind of sample we could do to help out someone who feels they're being attacked by, I assume they didn't say, but I it felt to me like aliens as opposed to entities, both of which can attack us?
I think best thing is for that person to get the alien attack page for $30 a month.
Okay,
they can stay that... on it and keep doing it. Just doing one sample clearing. If they are under attack, then they have a lot of energy coming their way. So one 30-second clearing is not going to help them much at all. So that's my suggestion, is to go online and pay for the clearing and keep doing it.
Right.
Life is definitely worth a dollar a day, unless you think it's not. Some people are funny that way, you know. So anyway, back to you.
Okay. And speaking of healings, I do just want to mention, in case we get talking and going on the light ship and forget to announce this, it's very important that on September 2nd, a Saturday, at 1 p.m. Pacific time, Ron will be doing a wonderful new healing that he's never done for all of us before, called the placenta healing. It will be a three-hour call. We'll also include some pin removals, which you've probably heard us talk about or perhaps been on some of the previous live healing calls that Ron does. And those are very, very powerful and really give people a lot of physical relief, because we can be walking around, going through our life, and be unaware that we have these awful energetic pins that were given to us or put in us by the, you know, nasty aliens. So
yeah, we're working with PayPal, so don't buy it yet. I'm hoping to have it up by the end of next week or by the weekend. So
okay.
Getting with their technical people there at PayPal to see why what we used to do in the past isn't working. So anyway, that's what it is. So that'll be
right.
Happening.
And I don't think I said yet either. It's the charge is $50, and the call will last for 3 hours. And it's really a wonderful experience to spend 3 hours healing on the light ship. Tomorrow, again, will be 7 hours. And we have a question, Ron, about the placenta call. Is there any connection with the abortion, miscarriage, and stillbirth clearing and the placenta call? Should we do that one before the placenta call? And the second question is, why
living,
is that? Okay, go
well,
ahead.
There's no reason to do that because you're living. You weren't aborted. You didn't have, anything going on, a stillbirth. You know, if you'd had that, then you wouldn't be here. So it has no relationship to you. This is not for what you have given birth to. It's your birth.
Right.
So I don't see any reason to do that, because it's not going to be what I'm working with. So back to you.
Right. And so just to clear that up, hopefully completely for people, the placenta refers to the placenta that you were in during your incubation period. So it's not any other ones. But this listener also has a question about that clearing. Why is it a one-month clearing and not a whole life clearing?
The one with the abortion, the one she's talking about?
Yes.
Well, it's because it didn't last for your whole lifetime. That's just to clear out how you felt about having an abortion. We'll just talk about an abortion. What the doctors felt of you, what your church felt of you, what all the groups you belong to felt of you, what your boyfriend, your husband felt, what your parents felt. So it goes into all that stuff. It's basically a clearing, maybe under the heading of guilt, okay, of you doing something like that and how people are courted to you. That's what the clearing is for, is to help women who have had all that negative energy connected to them by this process, okay? And so it wouldn't be a whole lifetime clearing because it didn't happen in your whole life. It just happened one day of your life. That's what we're looking at is everybody that you're involved with is affected by you having an abortion. I'm not saying being pros or cons about it, but, you know, basically that's what it is and how everybody felt about you. So how they felt and how you felt and how your friends felt. That's the bottom line of what it's for. It's to help women who are traumatized from having it. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And another question. On some of the live healings you do invite people, you always invite people to bring on their plants and pets. But someone has a question, are children under 18 included?
On what call?
On the placenta call?
No. They're not. No, they're a person.
Okay.
So they have their own thing. No, this is a very special call.
Right.
So children are not, they're a person, doesn't matter what age they are.
Right.
Or, you know, they could be 90 years old, still. Still their placenta, or they could be, you know, 6 months, it's still their placenta. You need to, if you want that release from them, that energy, then you just need to pay for it like you do yourself. Back to you, and I'll do some plant clearing now. You mentioned that. So here we go. So be like what it would be seeing a plant on the new earth, we're going to give it a life force in the now of the new earth energy, which would be what it would normally be when it's in the now anyway, as you look at it. So here we go, making it real, and I'll count to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So your plant should look real. So coming in with the energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And look at it and now have a real plant with everything else around it that is probably not real. So back to you.
Okay, wonderful. Somebody, well, if we could go, thank you people for sending in the room requests. Okay, someone wrote in a testimonial already for the Mind of the Body death barcodes. Ron told me I had 8 death barcodes on my mind of the body. I cleared them and have much more ease of movement and feel less pain. Thank you so much, Ron.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes, it is. Oh, and a question about it. How do we use the death barcode clearing for the mind of the body?
You first purchase the clearing, alien death barcode, and if you purchased it once, you don't need to do it again. You purchase it, and then from there, you put your name in, because it's you, and then from there, after your name, you would write in mind of the body and go through it like the normal clearing, so you probably already have done this, and you don't need to do emotional or spirit. Just do the 1 hour for each number of barcodes that your mind of the body has. So we'll just tell you about the person that had 8 of them. So they cleared 8 hours. And then at the very end of that, you could do your emotional body maybe one time, 30 minutes, and spirit infusion one time. Because your mind and your body is not really stuck in emotions. And it already has spirit energy in it, but it's just good to do it once through. And you probably won't feel any energetic energies of any type of emotion or trauma or fear or anxiety because that is not attached to that particular energetic body. So just do 1 hour. So if you have eight, then you do 8 hours of that. And at the very end, you could do 1 hour of clearing with the emotion and the spirit just for, you know, the sake of doing it. And you could do typically maybe up to 3 screens at one time. I don't see any real problem with that. If you start feeling funky, then you want to stop. But you could do 3, you know, like you're you know, ask me, he said, Ron, how many do I have? And I go, well, you got 21. And you go, holy cow, I got 21 of these. Okay, well, then you could do 3 screens all at the same time for 7 hours. That could work fine for you. Oh, back to you.
Yes, this is, thank you, Ron. This is really a huge thing that came to your attention, and it's wonderful. So on... I believe it was on last week's 7-hour call, you suggested that people could water their outdoor plants in their yard, et cetera, and have the water from their hose or watering pitcher charged by Creation Lightship. And I know people really, really appreciated that. So a listener and a participant wrote in, I watered my plants for the whole hour. I have a huge yard, and in an hour, I made it through about half of it. The half that received the charged water are greener and happier. They seem to have grown overnight. I love it. Thanks, Ron, and thanks for letting us bring our plants to the light ship.
Yeah, I'll probably do that tomorrow, too, so you got to remind me. Maybe you could type it in, Anna.
Sure.
Something. We can do that tomorrow also.
Okay, great. Okay, someone wrote in, probably because you just mentioned it. They're doing the Alien Attack page for the first time. And they're saying, this is how I'm doing it. I'm going through the 10 options and running each one with the unknown choice. Under current life, then the 10 options under parallel life. I am not sure at this point what attacks I have had. However, do extra clearings on octopus and jellyfish because I've heard more info about them on BBS. I really feel that octopus/jellyfish are significant and that information has helped greatly. Hope this is a good way to do this.
Octopus, jellyfish, black widows, and then for joints, so those are the main three that harm you. The other one is for joints, it would be the caterpillars. And, you know, those are the main four that people normally have troubles with. And from there it could be, you know, anything. But you may want to cover those four for sure. Especially if you're older and maybe you have a joint problem or something. Anyway, just unknown is fine. You're going to realize that whole clearing, the Alien Attack page, will be your best friend once you get used to using it. It'll actually save your life. So back to you.
I agree, Ron. And that is... a fine way that this listener is doing them, but I do it a different way, and I'll just share that quickly. I open 2 tabs next to each other with the Alien Attack page on, and I simultaneously run whichever section I'm doing or choice, I simultaneously run Current Life and Parallel Life, and that just feels good to me.
Yeah, in fact, if anybody else wants to comment on how they do it or what everybody has their own little niche and how they figure out how the clearings work for them, the easiest way or, you know, some people do, you know, different types of clearings off and on throughout the days. You know, maybe on Monday you do a few clearings of whatever you have, and then maybe Tuesday you do something else. But if you have anything that you do with the Alien Attack page, that would be very cool for you to maybe tell us what you do. So back to you.
Okay, yes, and it's wonderful to have people finding that clearing. When you first get it, it's like, wow, there's so much. It's so thorough, Ron. It's just a wonderful clearing. And it can almost seem overwhelming at first, like, what do I do? But once you start it, it's just like any of the healings. Once you start, you're like, oh, I get it. Okay, question on a different subject, Ron. Ideas for selling our home. My parents are selling the house we live in. Is there anything we can do to ensure we get a good offer for our home? For example, is there any way we can do the space clearing continuously for the entire home and garden? And there's also an emotional upset going on in the family. And any other suggestions besides the space clearing would be greatly appreciated.
Well, the space clearing is very good. But you have to realize the house is a living entity, just like a person. So right away, the house is going to feel abandoned if you sell it. So you may want to do an abandonment clearing on the house. It may be afraid and fear of having a new owner, what they're going to do to it. Maybe they're going to go in and paint all the walls black, and the house won't like that. You have to look at the different things that people could do. So the house is probably traumatized. Especially if you've been there for a long time and, were growing up in the house, I don't know how long you've had it. But, if you live there, if you were born and lived there for maybe 20 years, now your parents want to, move to Florida on a yacht or something, and they want to get rid of the house and all the kids are grown and, goodbye, Charlie, you want to get out of there, So, the house is now, in fear. So... And there might be one person in the family who doesn't want the parents to sell the house. Maybe that person could possibly feel that maybe they're the oldest child and they go, man, this house should belong to me. I lived here my whole life and my parents now are trying to sell it. And they owe this house to me because I took care of the family and everything else when I was growing up, all the kids, et cetera. And so they're probably really angry. This is a possibility, naturally, that they're selling the house. They don't want them to sell it. So right away, now you got a monkey wrench in the works because the house now is connected to that person who wants to have the house not sold. So people walk up to the house, and the person's vibe, maybe the person in the family, they walk, start to go through the front door, and all of a sudden they get the vibe is, this house cannot be sold, it's not for sale. And they walk in the house, and they may get that vibe, and they go, yeah, it doesn't feel like the right house for me. There's something wrong here. They may not know what it is, but they'll feel something. And then they'll walk away and not buy the house. As far as, getting the right price for the house, I don't know what to say on that. I've had people trying to sell houses, they've had stuff for sale for years, in fact. And the house just wasn't, the right type of house that people wanted to buy. And so at that point, I don't know what to tell you to do. But everybody has to be in agreement. You need to release the house and allow the house, I won't say find a new owner. They could possibly do that. But, if it's traumatized, you may want to do a lot of clearings, just like you, if you had a dog or cat, right, we'll look at it another way, and you were forced to give it away, which is what's happening to your house, okay, and what are you going through and what's the animal going through? So write all those things down. They're all going to probably be the same thing. You got regret, you got abandonment. You're probably angry, okay? You got fear, giving your pet away, who's going to take it and how they're going to treat it, right? Anxiety. And then you also have the memories of the house and the walls. Now, the space clearing could possibly clear the walls out, knowing this will clear the energy out in the room. So you could have a lot of history in there, which may not be able to get cleared out by that clearing. Anyway, that's what I would suggest. So you may need to do a bunch of whole lifetime clearings for the amount of time that your parents have lived in that house. Okay? And or whoever has owned the house. Maybe it was, maybe your grandparents had it, and it was passed down to your parents. So then you got to clear the house. You know, that's since your grandparents, you know, owned it. Maybe it's been in the family for 50 years, so you need to go back 50 years. If your parents, you know, purchased the house, you know, 5 years ago, then you can just clear it for 5 years. It would probably be okay, at least for your energy of your family. So that's what you want to do, is purchase the whole lifetime clearings for your house. And just write down what you think the house is going through, or what are you going through. And look at it as, like I said, look, like give it, look like having a pet taken away from you, going to a strange owner. What type of emotions and, you know, feelings are you going to have for that? So back to you, Ann.
Okay. We've gotten some, but we could use a few more room requests for our trip to the Lightship tonight, so send those in. And we had someone who wrote in last night. Kathy mentioned quite a few people had weird, like, abduction situations where things got lost from them. So someone else had one. After a long nap, I was getting ready for a session with Ron, and I could not find my phone after 3 searches, then finally found it in a strange place. I believe it. And, Ron, if I could just we haven't talked about this, I don't think, in a while, but I've suggested this before, and you've given it the okay, which is when something weird happens or the moment you wake up in the morning, it's helpful to say, I command all timelines be crashed, and now I would say that I am only on the CLS New Earth. And you have said, I believe, well, it's not going to do much, but it's better to do it than to not do it. So if
you want to get on the computer and crash those timelines of your dreams.
Right, but yeah, also, you know, couldn't you just really quickly, like maybe you're at the office or you're not near your computer,
So
I command to be here now, basically.
Be here now, right. Uh-huh. And remember, you're going to be getting that information maybe the second that you're waking up. If you have any recall of what's going on after that, you know, you're back, you're here. So you may not have the recall, the memory, maybe wiped from you by the aliens as you come into this reality. Remember, you're going into one movie set in all of your dreams, so maybe you could be having 50 dreams at night where they're taking you 50 different places, but you might only recall one of those, okay? And so they start erasing those dreams from you as you have another reality in this dream world here, if you're not in the now. Remember, you're living in another hologram here if you're not in the now, which is the same thing as your dreams. So now you have 51 realities. So they don't want those realities to interfere with each other. If you knew about them, you'd probably be going crazy instantly. You know, just think if you had, you know, 50 monitor screens in front of you, just making it very simple here, and each one had a different movie on it, and they put the sound for all 50 into your speaker system. And, you know, and you're trying to watch one movie that you may want to look at, but you have 49 other movies playing with the sound from those movies. So that's why they erase all these from you, and they're separated. And you're now, you know, on another movie set when you start to wake up on number 51. Because you're not in the now when you get brought back here. It's up to you to be in the now. Well, hopefully that makes sense to you. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. A couple more before we go to Lightship, Ron. This is a question about enlistment. Hi, Ron. I asked you about my mother. As she was being attacked continuously with dark magic and spells, you had suggested I speak to her to see if she was interested in enlistment, and to my surprise, she was extremely keen. She is desperately wanting to find out when you are doing your next enlistment. She has asked me about 5 times since your last radio show, when do you think you will next enlist? Also, my mother does not speak fluent English. Is it okay for me to be on the enlistment call with her and tell her word by word what to say to be enlisted? Thank you for your help.
Yeah, I guess I could do that. Let's see here. Monday is a bad day because of the eclipse coming. So, Wednesday is our healing with water charging. That would be a bad day, too. So I would suggest the next one would possibly be on Friday. So Friday I would have maybe a little more time. No, I could do Thursday, an entity call. So let's do the entity one. And so I need to be reminded. But so I could do that on Thursday. This coming Thursday, it's the that's not entity. Thursday is the alien one. That's a good one, getting rid of the replicas.
Right.
So, well, Thursday, I'll need to get a heads up on it if you could help me out, Ann. But
sure.
Thursday we'll do enlistments. Maybe you could text me before the show, or we could call or something.
Talk. Right.
I'll do it next Thursday. The date will be on. Here. Next Thursday, the date is the 24th.
Right, right.
So
and the information for that is also right on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. The cost is $20, and it starts at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time. And I feel like we got a couple of other people asking the same question, so hopefully they're listening or will catch us on the archive. Okay, thank you. We're getting more really nice ideas for rooms. Let me just check our time, Ron.
Yeah, I can describe what the Vikings do. I saw that. They gave me a quick scenario of how they work. I don't normally watch the different, races or the different involvement of the different countries doing this here. So here's the way the Vikings work. The Vikings, and this is probably pretty close to what the other ones do, they're out of time. So being out of time, what the Vikings do is they'll find an alien ship that is a target for them because that ship is causing harm to us here. Remember, they only go after ones that are causing us harm. So they go into the ship. They become invisible, and they put some scouts out. And then the scouts can almost become physical, but they aren't. But they have scouts looking to see what's going on that ship, okay? And then all of a sudden, once they get all their information and they do all their planning, it doesn't take very long, believe me. they all go into the ship invisible, and they materialize. And they got, like, throwing stars and knives, and they got their hatchets, and they got their swords, and all of a sudden they materialize behind the aliens, and, like, instantly, man, they're, like, on it. And heads are flying. And from there, that's what they do. So that's how quick they work and the way they wanted me to portray the way they work. They just, well, I don't know where they're going to, who's the problem. They put out their scouts, and they don't ask any questions. No, that's the target, and that's it. And they go after them. They don't have any reservations on anything. They're there to win. So back to you, Ann. So the Vikings are probably, and the Russians are very calculating, too. And besides that, the Chinese are the ones that only come and attack if they can win. They look at things a lot, but they don't get involved that much. Okay, and that's probably what their mindset is to check out every nook and cranny before they'll engage. But the Vikings, there's no fear there. Where is it? And I'm there. And that's it. They're in the complete determination mode when they go there. So anyway, I guess we go to the light ship. What do you think, Ann?
I think so. May I just say a couple of things for clarity? Ron was discussing the Vikings and the Russians because no matter what nationality you are, you may request a different group to join. Many people, I'm American, I'm in the American Army, but you may ask for different ones. And the other thing, I just wanted to make a comment about the person whose mother speaks another language. Is it necessary for that woman to say, I want to be enlisted in English, or can she just say it aloud in her own language?
I did just a yes, and just tell your mother that this is not a cakewalk, you know. It's sort of like, you could have aches or pains in your body. Normally they won't last very long. Very long meaning maybe a day or two. And it's the only way that you can actually, because the aliens are trying to invade here. That's the bottom line. They're trying to come in here and invade the planet. And you're working in the timelines that are just outside of our current reality. So we can't physically see them, much like the ship clouds and stuff. So, you know, this is not a cakewalk. You could lose some sleep. You could have aches or pains. You will be fixed after whatever happens to you. And you could be better than what you were before if something does happen to you. From there, you're going to have bodyguards around you protecting you here. You may get maybe up to four of them typically. And you're probably going to be in a unit probably between, 12 to 20 people. And so they do watch over you here. And, if something's going on, if one of those four catch it, then the whole group comes here because they're out of time. Now you got 20 of them helping you to ward off whatever's going on. And that's kind of how it works. So I guess we should go to the light ship. And all you have to do is say yes, and you select what group you want to have. Maybe you have a nationality that, maybe you're listening and, you have a lineage of being a gypsy or something, with some country. Or maybe you're somewhere. Anyway, you just pick whatever you want to have, what nationality it is, and you're going to know which ones you want to go into. And from there, you're going to be probably with your parents and their parents, et cetera, maybe in the same unit. So you're going to be your current age with your parents, maybe at the age of 10 or 20. You never know how far back they go. But anyway, let's go to the light ship. So this only works live right now. And if you're listening to an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. So think of one particular feeling you want to have on the light ship, and it has to be physical. And you keep with that healing throughout the next 5 or 10 minutes here. So going up, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And now we're going into the hot tub room, which is pretty standard for most of the calls that we have here, getting detoxed. I'm seeing a room with, looks like red flowers, maybe the roses, but I see a lot of red energies there with flowers. Going into the elephant room, so request healing there. Crystal room we can go into. Looks like you can go into amethyst if you wish, or clear quartz or something else. Maybe you might like hematite or whatever, but here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Centrifuge room is there to release some stubborn energies that are kind of stuck with you. So that room is spinning and the stuff is flying off of you, going into the walls of this room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we got miniature horses. That's interesting. Okay. So whatever that would be, little small horses. So stronger, 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 and stronger. We got a request for flowers and herbs. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got hot spring room. That sounds good. So here we go. Hot springs. So stronger, stronger, stronger and stronger. And somebody is requesting pink salt caves. So here we go in the cave rooms. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And here we go. Got the Gold Dust room. So Gold Dust is coming your way. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we can go into a room which is going to be working with joint lubrication, which we normally also do on the call that we have tomorrow. So here we go, joint lubrication. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and I'll go into one more room here. So we'll see. Any suggestions, Ann?
Yeah, how about the, I always enjoy the baby elephant room.
Baby elephants, here we go. Oh, here they come, stronger, 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 and stronger. Like you're kind of being, I don't know, hosed off by the elephants now. Get rid of the bad Scoobies on you and different things that are causing your problems. And you're in all these rooms at once, so we're going to be coming back from the light shift. So you're collecting your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, gathering up so they can all come down. And I'll count to 5 as you come back here. You're completely out of time on the light shift and where you are now. Now you're coming back into this reality. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, as always, that was very peaceful and healing. I'm very relaxed. I will try to continue to read, be a little mental to keep our show going. A very nice email just came in. The more clearings I do, I appreciate the archives more and more. I don't drink alcohol anymore, but I find times when I get a, in quotes, shot of Ron driving, doing my barn chores, etc. The other day, I got pretty ill in the middle of the night. I felt okay the next day, but a little off. I focused on alien clearings and entity clearings. I still was tired, so I did the new monthly clearings offered on YouTube, the ones you can do once a month. And wow, deep relaxation, and it really helped to center me. Thanks for the YouTube videos and archives. They are the best.
Great.
Well, it's what we talked about last night, too, the spirit out and in, and I love the 12 source energies, the time stop, and it is nice to sort of hear your voice, Ron, and have you, you know, walking us through some of the healing. So I know everyone.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to the one of the radio shows with the 12 source energies, I think we have a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
We have one on Contact Talk Radio, which is an archive from doing that years ago. And then we also have one on, I believe, BBS. So they're both very good. You want to just play that. I think it's possibly, I don't know the amount of time that we took to do those. It would be at least a half an hour probably. So, I'm going to take a listen. It's quite something as you get rejuvenated by the 12 source energies. So back to you.
Right. Okay, we got a thank you. Thanks, Ron. My mother will be happy to know she can enlist next week on Thursday. So I'm happy to hear that that listener was listening tonight. And someone else, regarding ideas for selling our home, thanks, Ron, for the information. That was very helpful.
Great.
Okay.
Oh, you also want to release. You need the house to release its energies from you, okay? So it's like a two-way street there. And then to sell the house, you probably want to check out, and not even do the psychic billboard for the house, what it's doing, you know. You want it to be available for people. Everything works in the unseen as people walk up to your front door and they're feeling the energies. So you want to make sure that it's the best shot that you have, you know, and that clearing can work. You might even want to run, which sounds a little strange, but you may want to run the self-empowerment clearing for your house. They have all those issues because people who lived in that house have issues. So you want to clean your house out. And a lot of the stuff hides in the sheetrock and in the paint and stuff like that on your walls, which you would never expect. You know, normally when you do a space clearing, it's just clearing the space, or your cubic footage of your house or whatever, you know, it doesn't necessarily go into the walls. Oh, you know, the energy could be floating around and you want to get it out. So, anyway, just do whatever you can do. But I think I would try the self-empowerment clearing for your house. So back to you.
That's great, Ron. And could you write in walls, for instance, or exterior of house or facade of house, too, on the space clearing?
Yeah, but you can only do one thing at a time on it. So
right,
you'd be
right.
Doing, you know, 20 different things. I guess you could do that.
Right.
You know. But if you want to focus on one room at a time. You're going to be cleaning, you know, clearing out walls and doors and, you know, cubby holes and closets, you know, bathroom underneath the sink, you know, because things are hiding there, too. And you could have entities hiding in your house, you know, too. So that's another thing. Maybe I'm going to do an entity clearing. Just kind of look at, you know, in fact, just do it yourself. Walk into different rooms of your house. Sometimes rooms feel colder than other rooms, you know. You open a closet door and it feels like it's ice cold. Well, you know something is goofy there. So, you know, you want to clean that out. Oh, back to you.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thank you for last night. Thank you so much, Kathy. Really appreciate your help, as it's way intense on my side of things. Thanks so much to Ron. I could feel the energy. I'm afraid I hadn't been sleeping well and just zonked like a babe last night and missed the show. I'm about to do timeline crashes. We'll listen to the show later. So that's wonderful that they're very aware and know they were receiving that energy. And that's good. And
I think BBS shows up within a couple of days. So
right.
Maybe tomorrow or, you know, Monday.
Right. Well, as I said, it's last night was a really, really good one. And the other, another person who write in about it having a lot of pain, much less pain. Thank you, Ron, and whoever made sure Ron got my email. Thank you so much. Okay. Really great. We really appreciate everyone participating with our shows. It's what makes them really helpful for everyone. Okay, someone sent in, there's a new show on TV called People of Earth. It has reptilians and grays and elves that are contacting earthlings and telling them they are controlling them. And here's the funny thing, it's a new comedy show. They write very funny. And I don't know if that's a sarcastic very funny, because it's, I guess, funny.
What's that show, Mark and Mindy, or something like that?
Right, yes, that's the older show.
Yeah.
Okay, and as I'm mentioning, people appreciating, you know, and thanking Ron so much for the shows, please remember that at any time on Ron's website, you can click the donation button on PayPal and give Ron a tangible thank you. Ron pays for running our website for all the healings we get. He pays to be on these shows four times a week, and of course has expenses to go to the different expos that he goes to every year. So we would really appreciate that. I mean, Ron would really appreciate that, so thank you very much. Okay. a question about a healing. Can magnetic and twisted body be done with multiple windows?
I think that one's probably okay. So if you're going to do that, you may want to get, I think it's on the body jump start. You're going to get other pre-clearings, you know, with that in a sense. I think it's like $50 more or something. I'm not sure, but you may want to do the body jump start. Take advantage of that. So I think that clearing is in there. I think you get other ones to do too. So, but yeah, you could do multiple windows. You know, like I said, I don't think I'd do more than three windows on it and just sample and see how your body feels. And if you start feeling a little tired, that's because your body is doing too much too fast, so you want to slow down with that. Back to you, Ann. Looks like our show is kind of getting close to the end here.
Okay. Just very quickly, we have someone came on the show a little late tonight, and they're in a different time zone, and they're concerned about the event that is happening here on our Monday. So, and Ron did cover that earlier in this show, and he doesn't really want to talk about it. He doesn't want to give it any energy, but you'll want to stay home that day. If possible, stay on the previous day's timeline as we did in New Year's, and try not to pay any attention to it, talk about it, look at it, don't look it up, don't do any research. Any final words on that, Ron?
Yeah, and if you want to see if it's affecting you, then write down some of your memories that you have right now on a piece of paper, maybe going back to childhood, and then maybe some questions with answers, you know, and to see if you've been abducted or not, which means you've been cloned out because they had to bring somebody back here. And if you start reading that and you were cloned out, you probably wouldn't know what those answers are. Oh, that could be very scary. Then at that point, you want to do the clone to light clearing, and hopefully we could catch your spirit and stuff and make you, you know, back here again and have become this reality. So just do the mind of heart drop. Here we go. So you want to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts in your head, drop them into your heart. And here we go. So I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Bye, everybody. Blessings.